seven straight wins. I would put to you that this might be, other than Miami, well, Chicago is pretty tough. This is one of the big early season tests for the Raptors team, isn't it?
It is, specifically because Dallas comes in and they're basically an offensive juggernaut. I mean, it's only 15 games, whatever, 16, whatever Dallas has played, but they're scoring at a rate, if they could continue, would be a record-setting rate. And so for the Raptors, who are the second-best offense in the league, but by a margin behind Dallas, it's a test for them to say, okay, this is a team coming in not on a back-to-back, not on all these kind of convoluted circumstances, but a team that if they're not ready, they will beat them. Mm-hmm. And so for them to come in and establish themselves defensively against an elite team, an elite offensive team, is it's a step they need to make.
Mike, we talked a little bit to Eric Smith about this yesterday. And we've talked on and off throughout the week with other people about it as well. I think it's safe to say that the kind of an emerging concern or a consistent concern for Dwayne Casey when he talks about his defense is the Raptors' perimeter defense. What has to happen for the Raptors to tighten up their perimeter defense? Is it a move by Dwayne Casey or a personnel move, maybe a different rotation in order to get better perimeter defense? What has to happen for that to materialize?
Well, I mean, in an ideal world, who's ever guarding the ball keeps the ball in front of them, right? Like that it all starts with that. But guess what? In the NBA, especially in the last 20, 25 years when they've eliminated hand checking and allowed carrying, right? Nobody keeps the ball in front of them. I mean, it just does not happen. So some guys maybe a little better than others. But it really is a statement. If you're allowing blow bys, if you're allowing straight dribble drives at the rim, it's really a statement on that next layer of defense and how aware are they, how quick are they to rotate, how clear are they on their rotations. And I think, it's funny, Jonas Valanciunas is a guy who's going to get dragged into a lot of these conversations because you look at a guy like Tyson Chandler who's coming in here with the Mavericks. I mean, that is like the epitome, the ideal of how a rim-protecting, smart-defending big man supports that first layer of defense. And I'm not saying Jonas Valanciunas isn't good at that, but he does have a way to go. And he's improved. I mean, his block shots are up. A lot of his defensive metrics are up. But I think, really it comes down to your team concept. And Dallas in particular is one of the reasons they're such a good offensive team right now is they are very good at confusing defenses as to what side the help should come from. So, I think that's going to be an awareness situation that Dwayne Casey's going to have to create, and shoot around and yesterday in practice.
Hey, Mike, after this game, the Raptors do go on the road for three in a row, three-game Western swing. It's going to be the longest jaunt, I believe, away from home early in the season. What do you think this team knows about itself after this chunk of home games and this chunk of being able to have some pretty consistent practice time? What do you think this team knows about itself now that surprises itself?
I think they know they're really good. Mm-hmm. and I think there was an expectation they were going to be really good, but I think they've leveraged every single opportunity the schedule's presented themselves. I talked to DeMar DeRozan yesterday. I said, you've been a bit lucky, right? And that's when they've played teams. It's not who you play, but when you play them. And he kind of bristled a bit, but he agreed, right? That after we talked later and he said, look, I know we've had these opportunities, but, when they've had a team coming in on the second night or back-to-back, they've blown them out, right? So they've gone to the extreme of whatever opportunity was presented. I think what they have realized is, man, they have weapons. Right. Mm-hmm. So not only, all the obvious ones, but I don't think they expected Lou Williams to be this good. I'm not sure Lou Williams expected to be this good. I certainly think the Atlanta Hawks didn't expect Lou Williams to be this good. And James Johnson, I mean, defensively, I think he's offered a lot, but he's coming off the bench shooting about 60%. He gives that next layer of matchup confusion for other teams. So I think maybe, if anything, that is it. I think you'd think with continuity they would be an improved defensive club. They are. But what's really emerged is the talent injection they've had combined with that continuity means that they're, I think they've got a very good chance to continue to be one of the best offensive teams in the NBA.